Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Rome Film Festival. I'm in company of Harry McQueen, who is here to present Supernova. Thank you so much for being with us.
You. My pleasure.
So, as I told you, we all cried a lot, but it was a good cry, I have to say. I don't know if there's something like that, but what do you think?
Yeah, I hope it was a good cry. Yeah, I think the reaction to the film generally has been, you know, pretty incredible in that respect, because I suppose ultimately what we're dealing with is a quite universal experience, you know, not the specifics of the plot, but certainly, you know, loving someone and, you know, that someone being ill is a quite universal thing. So I think it's touched a lot of people and really, really moved them, which is really flattering, because that's what we were trying to do. So
it makes you think, or what it really means to love someone, you know, to let them go and to accept living without them.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think really that's the heart of it. It's about how do you negotiate a relationship and your love for someone when you know that they're, you know, very close to death. And I think that's always felt very important to me, making this film and telling this story, because I spent a lot of time beforehand with people that were in this, you know, this kind of situation. So I think that's like a really important aspect of it, because it's about bravery, I suppose, but it's about compassion too. It's about like being selfless and, you know, and that's sort of what love's all about, really, I suppose. So yeah,
it's weird because you can connect to this film, especially now in this moment of emergency where we're trying to learn to cherish every moment, and this film shows you exactly that you should really keep everything in mind, that enjoy every minute.
Yeah, I think I'm glad you said that, because I've been thinking about that a lot recently, and I do genuinely feel that, you know, the film, if the film is about anything at all, it's about how we look after each other as humans and how we support each other when times are hard, and how you know, through love and trust and compassion we can get over, you know, difficult obstacles in life. And that seems pretty important right now, and as you say, to just remember and live in the moment about how, you know, what's important to you in your life. I think we don't do that enough normally, and we're having to do it quite a lot at the moment. So I think it's an interesting parallel between the situation and the film. Yeah.
What was the starting point for you, and why did you choose this amazing actress like Colin Firth and Sally Tucci?
The starting point of the process was that I was experiencing firsthand someone having dementia. It was actually someone I worked with. It wasn't a family member, and I watched that person over a year period change hugely, and that profoundly affected me and how I thought about that kind of illness. So that was the start of it, and then it sort of grew from there over a lot of quite a few years of research and stuff. But then working with Colin and Stanley was you know, kind of just the most incredible thing ever. And we went to Stanley first, actually, and he got the script and he just loved it, which is really amazing. And then I met him and we spoke about who would be playing his partner in the film. And I always wanted to get two actors that knew each other. That was going to be really key, I thought, to sort of how natural and nuanced I wanted the performances to be, if you had that shared history between two people. And I didn't know at the time, but his best friend is Colin, and they've known each other for 20 years, and I didn't know that at all. And he said, look, you know, I know Colin very well, I could maybe get the script to him if you want, you know. And so obviously I said, yeah, that would be great, thank you very much. And he said, well, that's good, because I've already given it to him and he really likes it and he wants to meet you. So it sort of happened organically through that experience, and then happened very quickly from then on, because then they became involved in the project together, and we, very soon after that we were making the film. So
thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
For
it's really
sharing
quite.
Supernova with us.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Rome International Film Festival, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.